Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Friday. Big Veterans Day events happening all weekend long across the area. You've been to the Harley-Davidson Museum recently. I love you kind of that military gallery area, General Blackjack Pershing enlisted Harley-Davidson motorcycles in that series of skirmishes along the U.S. and Mexican border. Obviously, World War II time, but Harley-Davidson built more than 70,000 military vehicles for the U.S. military and its allies, including the U.K., Canada, and Russia. And that famed Harley WLA that's in the museum now, it's often referred to as the bike that won the war, right?
Indeed, indeed.
What was the price of that 1942 vehicle? I'm joined by Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum in studio today. What was that vehicle? What was the price in 1942?
It was amazing for those returning GIs. There was a lot of surplus vehicles available at that point. And I don't quote me on this, okay, but I think it was like $200, $250 those returning GIs could buy one of those bikes. And it really helped propel the customization effort for Harley-Davidson.
Yeah.
Because a lot of folks maybe didn't want that pea green, that army green job.
Yeah.
So you started seeing them really wrenching on them, different paint jobs, different expressions of that individuality. But amazing how little they were going for and how many of those you can still see on the road today.
Yeah, I mean, even, no, it, you know, it's hard. We weren't born around in 1942, but you look at, like, that was a commitment to branding in fashion back then, obviously,
right,
the commitment to the military, but
right,
you look now, some of those 1942 WLAs are going for almost $20,000.
I can't believe
so
that.
So from an investment opportunity, too, you're like, whoa, all right, I should have bought one.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, obviously, Harley-Davidson, near and dear to our hearts here, but what don't non-Harley riders understand about the brand? I mean, you've been at the museum now almost 10 years. So
yeah,
if you're not a rider, you didn't grow up in Milwaukee, and you maybe just hear the Harley name,
right,
what don't people understand about Harley-Davidson?
Number one, how much it reflects a true American success story. The founders were working out of a shed, as you said, on the near west side of Milwaukee here.
Yeah.
Little 10 by 15 foot thing when they were busting out their first bikes. Ups and downs throughout depressions, throughout world wars. And amazing that we were able to hang on to all those bikes very early on. The founders started pulling one right off of the assembly line. So we have a great, rich, a source of material, original source of material that we're able to show off.
Yeah.
But for riding the bikes themselves, I venture to say there's no better way to get around. Putting aside that fact, just how many different people are attracted to motorcycling? How many people are attracted to Harley-Davidson because of that legendary story? We've got a current exhibit, Mama Tried, which focuses on the great motorcycle show that takes over the Rave every February here.
Yeah.
We've got one bike from Jay Shia, a female builder out of Boston, Massachusetts, who was inspired by White Swan to build this bike, and you can see elements of that in the bike. And then our buddy Freddie Franklin from right here in Milwaukee has another bike in that exhibit that was based on the Blackula films that he grew up watching. So it's just all those different walks of life that really get attracted to Harley-Davidson and really get attracted to that self-expression.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the museum, obviously, you know, part of what you do each and every day is book business there.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So how has 2024 been with the RNC and other events? And what does it look like for 2025?
It was a banner year for our private events run by our good friends at 1903 Events. All those big conferences that Visit Milwaukee is working their keister off to bring to town. If you're coming to Milwaukee, I would imagine one of the top destinations you want to visit and experience is the Harley-Davidson Museum. Getting a little too insider baseball here, but there was a Connect Marketplace that came through in August. You might have been familiar with that. Meeting planners from all over the country, maybe even all over the world, descended on Milwaukee, and we had the opening gala at our museum on campus. 500-some drones were lighting up our night sky to tell a great story. Just amazing what we can do with so many different events, event spaces, anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000 people you can bring onto our campus. The next year, 2025, yeah, looking great. We're hoping for more of the same. Right. But I'm sure if you reach out to our friends at 1903 Events, they'll find space for you. They'll find time for you.
Very good. Tim McCormick is the Museum Communications Project Manager for Harley-Davidson Motor Company. When we come back, we'll get an update on all the Veterans Day events that are happening at the museum this weekend. This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Friday. Harley-Davidson's commitment to veterans continues this weekend at the Harley-Davidson Museum. The museum offers all active duty military and veterans and their families free admission this weekend. A lot of events happening all weekend long. So Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins us this morning. So, Tim, give us a rundown of all the events happening at your museum this weekend.
Yeah, so Veterans Day lands on Monday, 11/11. First and foremost, thanks to everybody who's served on those front line of freedoms, of freedom. America is the land of the free because of those brave. So all weekend long at the Harley-Davidson Museum, like you said, active duty military, veteran, and most importantly, their families. I think it's important to hit on that because it's going to be a great experience for all those folks. They get free admission on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on Veterans Day proper. And then our friends at Motor Bar and Restaurant, great lunches, great dinners. They've got a great fish fry taking place tonight as well. They'll be offering those same folks a free meal, active duty and veterans, a free meal on Monday on Veterans Day with the purchase of a beverage. And then for those of you tuning into the live stream, we've got some great military-inspired clothing.
I'm eyeing up Tim's coat right now. I know if I bought it, my 17-year-old son would steal it from me immediately. But it is really sweet.
So if you pop into the shop, Active Duty and Veterans on Monday, you can take 10% off of your entire purchase there. All year round, we try to show some love, but especially during this Veterans Day weekend.
Very good. And obviously not at the museum, but factory tours continue this weekend too, right?
Just announced, we just had those return not too long ago after taking quite a long hiatus due to the pandemic. But those have returned, and I've got some late breaking news. We're now offering the Walk the Line tour and the Engines 101 class 5 days a week. Visit our website to learn more about that. Booking advance registration, that sort of thing. It's just been incredible to see the reaction, not only of the folks that are now able to walk the line, see how that engine is manufactured out in Menominee Falls, but what a rise our employees get seeing those customers, seeing those guests come along, and really kind of rooting them on for what the job they do.
Yeah. Well, when we come back for the final segment, I want to talk about the Harley-Davidson annual, the factory outlet sale that happens. And we'll talk maybe about the Breakfast with Santa event, too, because all those two come together.
Yes.
But I'm fascinated by the retail and merchandising approach at Harley. And whether, I don't know, I said as we were talking over the break, like, our kids both have Harley hoodies.
Yes.
And mom and dad didn't say, hey, we're from Milwaukee, you must buy that. They found them through their friends.
Their own channels,
and are proud to wear the designs because it's cool.
Yes.
And I just want to know, you know, down the road then, does that entice them to buy a bike?
Right. Doesn't hurt.
Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins us. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, getting you ready for Veterans Day weekend this weekend at the Harley-Davidson Museum. And a reminder that tomorrow, the annual Veterans Day Parade steps off at 11 a.m. right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, right outside the Hilton Milwaukee City Center on Wisconsin Avenue. One of the big signature events at the Harley-Davidson Museum, right after Christmas, right after the holiday time, is the HD Factory Outlet Sale. Always a great time to find some bargains and kind of hit on some trends in terms of what's happening in merchandising. So Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins us in studio. What are some of the trends you're seeing fashion-wise, because they just change by the minute.
Right. We've been very lucky at the museum, and especially with the motor company, partnering with a lot of those fashionistas, I guess, are on the front lines there. Recently announced another partnership with Jason Momoa.
Hmm.
We've done work with Post Malone. It's a lot of forward-looking thinking from our friends in fashion, much smarter than I am. But also, you see some of the vintage and resale markets for Harley-Davidson, and this stuff just never goes out of style. It's amazing what a trucker's hat might fetch on eBay or something like that. And it's been that way with Harley-Davidson fashion since we started putting out product.
Yeah, and the logos pretty much stayed the same. There's different applications, right?
Yes,
which is kind of what a sports team does, right? Alternate jerseys, and Harley does the same thing.
Exactly,
with the colors,
Yeah. We take a lot of inspiration at the museum shop from our archives, like clothing that or racing equipment or gear that might have been used back in the day. We issue reproductions of that kind of stuff. As you know, once it goes out of fashion, it comes back in just a few years later. We've got a great tank wall at the Harley-Davidson Museum that shows all the different representations of styles that have taken place throughout the year on the motorbikes. And we've taken a lot of those designs and brought them into the product, into the shop. So it's a lot of fun.
So what are some of the best-selling items? And maybe why? Like, is it T-shirts? Is it hoodies?
Absolutely.
Or what's flying off the shelves now?
It'll be nice, like, if you get a cooler bike night. We have free live music every Thursday at the Harley-Davidson Museum. If you get a cooler night, our shop folks are always kind of excited because the people will be popping in and getting a hoodie or a sweatshirt or something like that. But the T-shirts are just iconic. Always a great seller. They do a really good job of, again, incorporating new designs, new partners, new vendors, that sort of thing. Even if you don't ride yourself, you've got somebody in your life that does, and they want a T-shirt from the world's only Harley-Davidson Museum.
Well, and to that point, how do you continue to make that connection with the data that, hey, if you're buying the merchandise and you're wearing the brand, does that translate into more vehicles sold?
I think our mission at the Harley-Davidson Museum is to bring you one step closer to the brand. And we have more non-riders visit than riders.
Yeah.
So giving them a little bit of background on the company, on the history, hopefully, yes, they bring a little something home more than memories from the shop. But as we were talking, it's just really cool designs, really great fashion that we've seen throughout the years, and you're proud to wear it. You're proud to have it on your back.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Civic pride. That's what we like to crush it here on the upswing, for sure. So what else is coming up in December? I think that the Shaka Smart Marquette show is, what, Thursday night?
Thursday night, select Thursday nights.
Okay.
We're going to have the first one kicking off December 5th.
Okay.
Always a great time to get up close with the coach, with the players. There's always a player. We do have a Papa Shot game in the can room adjacent to Motor Bar and Restaurant, which is where the Shaka Smart radio show takes place. So you can challenge those players and see if maybe you could take them.
Good. All right. And that's right at the Motor Restaurant.
It is. Yeah. Okay. So check the schedule at Motor Restaurant. We'll have select Thursdays, obviously, depending on the team's travel and that sort of thing.
Right.
But all the way up until March Madness, you can get your chance to get up close with Shaka.
Very good. And then throughout December, a bunch of Breakfast with Santa events. Bring the kids.
We secured a visit from the man in the big red suit. December 1st, 8th, and 15th. That is a ticketed experience. We'll have that take place up in Rumble, which, if you've been on campus, is just above Motor Bar and Restaurant. We've got an excellent brunch. We've got letter writing to Santa. We've got kids' activities like cookie decoration. I think they're going to have some holiday movies being played there as well. So we've got you covered for those December 1st, 8th, and 15th for some holiday festivities, and probably one of the best photo ops you can get with Santa on a Harley with your kids.
That Harley roar with Santa Claus at the Harley-Davidson Museum. Nothing better. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Hope you're full all weekend long.
Excellent. Happy Friday. Thank you.
Indeed. All right.